This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let me share with you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, three practical things that you and I can do during the day and during the night that bi'ithnillahi ta'ala will always prepare us for death, no matter when we die. The first of them is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was narrated by Abu Umam al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. And the hadith is authenticated by Al-Imam Ibn Hibban rahimahullah and others, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qara'a ayat al-kursi dubura kulli salatin maktubah lam yamna'hu min dukhul al-jannah illa al-maut." That whoever reads ayat al-kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, whoever reads this ayah after every obligatory prayer, then nothing prevents him from entering the paradise other than death. Yani, in other words, the only thing that is preventing you from entering the paradise is the fact that you're still alive. The moment you die, you enter the paradise. Allahu Akbar, five opportunities every single day to renew your guaranteed position bi'ithnillah in the paradise. The second method and the second way, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that whoever recites Sayyidul Istighfar, which is Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata't a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana't abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant. Whoever says this dhikr once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, anyone who says it in the morning and he is certain about its meaning and he dies before the afternoon, he enters the paradise. Ready? A person is ready for death if he says this in the morning. And whoever says it in the afternoon and he's certain in the meanings of this dhikr, then if he was to die before the morning, he enters the paradise, Allahu Akbar, 24/7. He is ready for death, such a person that recites this dhikr. And a third preparation for death, and this is the final one I share with you, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, as in the hadith of Al-Bara' ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, al-hadith al-sahih, found in Sahih al-Bukhari, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever says before they sleep, اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك ووجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك وألجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجى منك إلا إليك آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وبنبيك الذي أرسلت. Whoever says this dhikr just before he sleeps, making the dhikr of Allah the last mention on his tongue before he sleeps, and he dies during his sleep, mata ala al-fitrah, he dies upon al-fitrah, he dies upon purity, he dies upon iman, upon Islam, bi-ithnillah. That's like a way, that's a method in how you always remain prepared to enter the paradise and prepared for death.